This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We move into our small business segment. Now, our next guest is not necessarily a small business owner anymore. I don't think that's the case. We wanted to have a conversation with him about scaling business in South Africa, what that is like. And of course, we all have heard and know and wear Batu shoes. And some of us maybe to a lesser extent, but we'll talk about that with Theo now about Avenue Exchange. But what we've seen with the Batu story is retail footprint that is enviable, and also recently, in Centurion, that beautiful office that was opened up there. So we invited Theo to speak about the intricacies of entrepreneurship here in South Africa and what it means for you to be able to make your brand a household name. Theo, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Evening, Nolthando. Thank you for the invite.
Brilliant, Theo. First of all, congratulations, I think, on the latest developments with Batu. It's very inspiring to watch here. I must ask you, just off the bat, for you to describe your entrepreneurial journey here in South Africa as a South African entrepreneur, what that has been like.
Thank you so much. My entrepreneurial journey started a few years ago, actually, when I was still doing my undergrad. I used to sell perfumes door to door in Alexander while I was doing my undergrad, and I think that's where the entrepreneurial bug bit me. Obviously went into corporate and later on went to found Batu. At the beginning, I must say it was very difficult, obviously, because the nature of our business and the market that we were trying to penetrate at the time. But over the years, we as a business have received a whole lot of support. But obviously, not to be too political, there's a lot of external or rather macroeconomic issues that also affect, the nature of our business. But more than anything else, I think we are selling to a consumer that is woke and that is willing to support, homebrewed brands. So mine has been rather, a nice journey, if you call it. There's been a few challenges, but we have been very, we are really grateful for the support that we've had over the last couple of years.
Now, South Africa is actually a very complex market here. Like you're saying, it's people who are woke. And one of the things that we know is many brands come here. They come from overseas. They do well there. They come here and they go bust. But that hasn't happened with Batu because you've obviously managed to capture the hearts of the South African people. Let's speak about selling to this market, Theo. The complexities of that, of understanding what South Africans want and being able to get them to fork out their money for your product.
Yeah, I think for us, we did not just, come up with the concept and thought that it's fit for purpose and just went to or came up with a go-to-market strategy. We rather went on to study the consumer, and try to find the right segment and the right go-to-market strategy to talk to that consumer. And, we've sort of studied that consumer, what that looks like, from, who's the shopper, who's the consumer, and who really is, the person that really advocates for our brand, and how do we actually talk to that, and what are they looking for, So what we've actually realized over the last couple of years is that, the woke consumer in this market, wants to actually not only consume the product, but wants to understand the impact that the business, or rather the value proposition that you carry, creates in the communities that, we trade in. So it goes beyond just the support, but what our business is doing to make sure that they, number one, maybe perhaps, address socioeconomic issues, two, what impact they are creating, through their product or services in different markets.
Let's also then speak about, being able to scale, because I think that's really the conversation I wanted to have with you today, that, you can have one shop and maybe everybody knows. I know, for instance, one time walking in Newtown and there was such a long queue outside the Batu store there. And it became very clear that you could have had that one store and all the traffic could have moved in that direction. But of course, you have managed to scale this business, Theo. What does it take to be able to do that?
I think one, coming up with a value proposition that is very clear, one, and two, I think being intentional about your product offering as well. And I think that's something that we've done very well. We looked at because we're in footwear, we're in retail, we looked at the footwear offering in across the globe and realized, number one, that there's no footwear offering that really focuses on or that comes from this region. So we wanted to create that. Number two, we also wanted to be very competitive. We wanted to come up with, you know, compelling products, you know, at the right price with the right technology as well, you know. So for us, you know, we had to do a lot of analysis, you know, internally, and reinvest a whole lot of our proceeds back into the business so that we can be able to scale. And like I said, you know, be a business that creates purpose. You know, we always say that in our business, we are people before, you know, profit. So we always want to make sure that we are not just, you know, a business that goes to trade, but we actually go beyond trade, and we carry purpose in our value proposition. But most importantly, reinvesting in the right pockets of your business, reinvesting in the right avenues of your business, and building an end-to-end value chain. So that has helped us a lot in terms of scaling our business.
Another interesting one, I think, is also hiring, you know, people on the scale that you do hire people on, Theo, and also, you know, just managing a team of people, keeping people inspired, invested in the brand. Let's talk about that one as well.
Yeah, you know, I have this philosophy that if you really want to build something amazing, something great, you know, you need to give it to people. You know, we, one of our strategic pillars, so we've got three strategic pillars in the business, and one of the key strategic pillars is people. You know, it's about getting people in the bus, but not only getting them in the bus, making sure that they sit in the right seat and they understand the vision and where we're going. So we've had to, from day one, even though we started from a small room in Alex, I understood very well the importance of corporatizing, the importance of scaling, and that cannot be a one-man show. You know, I need the right skill set in the business, and I need people to sit in the right seat, you know, and get in the bus, and then we drive the vision, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've had to do a lot in terms of our recruitment strategy, making sure that we get the right skill set so that we can be able to drive and run and operate our, you know, our model, our value chain, so that we can be able to achieve our strategic intent.
We do know that, you know, I think 70% of Batu is made up of retail. Let's talk about the other 30%. I think that's interesting because that also shows the ability to pivot, right, to be able to make more of the brand and the business that the ordinary consumer might be more familiar with.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, we are known for the footwear brand in Batu, and we just officially launched our group, which is something that we've been working on over the last couple of years, you know. So 70% of the group is retail, which is obviously comprises of Batu, Ebony Exchange, our cosmetic offering, and the plan is to make a few more acquisitions there and to have other brands, you know, and homebrewed, proudly South African brands, you know, in that segment. But so forth, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, 7 years of existence, we have engaged the consumer. We've also heard what the consumer is looking for and what that consumer behavior looks like. And one of the key factors and actually sectors that drive our economy is financial services. You know, I mean, over and above just consuming products, there's financial services that, you know, it's at the back end of a whole lot of consumption or retail. So we want to come up with products that are competitive, that are affordable as well, and that have a far much more value because we have taken time to understand our consumer. You know what I mean? So that's where the other 20% lies. And the 10%, can't say much about it, but it's around licensing and so forth.
Let's also talk about working capital management here while you're scaling. Yes. I imagine this is a very intricate thing to balance. Sometimes we speak to JSE listed companies here and they tell you that working capital management is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Actually, done wrong, and if you don't have the right team and you don't have the right plan and the right strategy, it can be a nightmare. And I think for me, with my advantage, I mean, I've studied accounting or worked for one of the top four accounting firms. It's one thing that I've really studied a lot. It's a segment that I really understand. So for us personally, you know, I can only speak for us and what how we've managed it. You know, from day one, we've made sure that we manage our working capital in a sense that we were, you know, a good turnover business, you know, and we minimized our OPEX. So we did not say that because we're making profit and making money, we're going to go and spend the money. You know, we spend quite a lot of time building our working capital, like I've said earlier on, reinvesting in the right avenues of the business and making sure that you manage your working capital because retail is capital intensive and you really need to be intentional and manage your cents and rents so that it can be able to be sustainable. And that's one thing that we have, I think, in our business done very well.
Now, of course, like I said in my intro, Theo, this is our small business segment, but I don't think Batch Group is a small business anymore. I'm keen maybe for you to give some advice to our entrepreneurs who could be listening, who look at Batch and think, look, this thing is very possible, and it's possible here in South Africa with all of the challenges.
Yeah, it's very much possible. Actually, as a matter of fact, we need more Batus, to come into play and to come and be part of this amazing industry, because it's one of the second biggest contributing sector to our GDP. So I think you really need to be intentional. It cannot be for the hype. It cannot be for, your own self-serving purposes, but it needs to be about, doing a business that is more inclusive of your consumer, inclusive of your community, but most importantly, I think, inclusive of, the people. It really needs to be about that, not only about, being relevant or out of that. Your value proposition has to speak to more impact. I think it doesn't matter what business you're in and what sector you're in, you really need to be intentional about what is it that you're trying to solve, or what is it that you're trying to answer to?
Well, Theo, it's been a pleasure hearing from you. Congratulations again on all these fantastic achievements, and we look forward to keep telling your story in future.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Brilliant. Go wow. That was Theo Baloyi, founder and CEO of Batu Shoes and Avenue Exchange.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.